Bibles tonight and turn to the same two passages we looked at this morning. I want you to turn to Psalm 91, and I want you also to turn to John chapter number 15. We're going to start in John 15, and we looked this morning at both of these passages. We tried to look at them together as we looked at staying connected, as we looked at being connected and connecting our lives to the life of Christ, His life. Every year for Christmas, I want to share with you what my burden is for tonight. Every year for Christmas, our family, when we get together, we have a time where, I guess the kids call it spiritual time. And we have a time where we sit around in a big circle, and each of the families share, really it's the head of the home, the dads share what maybe the challenges were in the past year. And then they give some prayer requests for the upcoming year. And pray for our family with regards to this or with regards to this. And then we have a time of prayer. And so my thought was tonight was to maybe try to do something similar to that. I like to spend some time in prayer at the end of this service as a church body. And so if the Lord puts something on your heart that you'd like to share that we can pray with you about, why we would love to do it. We find ourselves now in John chapter number 15. And I want to read, beginning in verse number 1, where the Bible says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Now, here's the verse I want us to see here tonight, verse 5 and 6, I am the vine, Jesus said, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in you, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Very important phrase there for us to realize, for us to get a hold of in our own personal lives. Without Him, without being connected to the Lord Jesus, without abiding in Him, without depending upon Him, without drawing our life from Him, the Bible says, ye can do nothing. We need Him more than we ever have. We need Him more than we realize. The exciting thing, as we looked at this morning, about being connected to Him, about abiding in Him, is the product, what flows through Him into our lives. The exciting thing about abiding in Him is what we find here as we look at verse number 7. And this is where I want to call our attention to tonight as we look at the matter of prayer and as we look at the matter of seeking God. The Bible says in verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, the Scripture says, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Look over at verse number 16. John 15, 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. It's as if He's saying this, as we look at this passage, and we'll see the same thing in Psalm 91, and that's where I want to spend most of our time as we look just for a few minutes at the Word of God. We looked this morning at the fruit, the product of abiding in Him. And we said, you bear fruit. We said, there's answer to prayer. We said, as we look at this chapter, John 15, there's power for service. We said, Jesus said in verse 11, that your joy might be full. There is the product that comes as we stay connected to the Lord. But it's almost as Jesus is saying this. Look, you're going to have a fullness of joy, and we're going to answer your prayer, and we're going to give you fruit, and we're going to give you power for service. But if you need something else, just ask me, and I'll give it to you. When we think about that, whoa, He doesn't leave anything out. Turn to Psalm 91. Again, this is the Old Testament passage, paralleling, in my estimation, John 15, the idea of abiding in Him in Psalm 91. the idea of dwelling in the secret place. And we said this morning, if we're going to dwell in the secret place, we must make God our habitation. We must spend time with Him. We must live in the awareness of His presence. We said if we're going to dwell in the secret place, and again, these are the because statements here in Psalm 91, that we must make Him our motivation. We must set our love upon Him. We must be about Him and His business. And then we said we must make Him our foundation as we looked at knowing His name, as we looked at standing on who He is and what He does. Again, this morning we looked at when we dwell in the secret place, what do we have? We looked at protection. We looked at deliverance. We looked at God's care. And you see this all in these verses intertwined. This is a great psalm. I mean, this is a tremendous psalm. But the exciting thing also about this psalm is while He promises, if you'll connect to Me, if you'll draw upon Me, if you'll depend upon Me, I'm going to give you all of these things, deliverance and power, etc., etc. But it's as if God says the same thing. If that's not enough, just call upon Me. Look at this verse here in verse number 15. Psalm 91 and verse number 15. This, by the way, is a promise to us. There are many times that I look at this psalm and I tell the Lord, Lord, I want to dwell in the secret place. Lord, I want to live in the awareness of Your presence. Lord, I want to be about You and Your business. Lord, I want to believe You and stand upon You. And you know what? When I do, I have a promise from God that says in verse 15, He shall call upon Me. He shall call upon Me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. I have written in my Bible next to this verse, He shall call upon Me and I will answer him. And I wrote the word hear. He will hear me. To think that the God of heaven, the God that said, let there be light, poof, and there was light. The God that spoke this world into existence says, if I will call upon Me, He will hear me. Any of you ever like to get a busy signal? Call somebody? You hear on the other line, it took me a while to figure it out. When someone's on the other line, it beeps a certain way, right? Boop, you know they're on the other line. It used to be the old busy signal, or whatever it was. You say, oh, especially we live in a very, we got to have them now, right? And now we can get around that by sending them a text. And I've had people send me a text back. Hey, and I've done the same thing. I'm on the phone. I'll call you right back. We don't like to get a busy signal. But do you know what? We don't have to get a busy signal with God. We don't have to. He shall call upon Me and I will answer him. And then we've got the little phrase there, I will be with him in trouble. And I kind of, sometimes, I only alliterated this one because all of the rest are right there. You'll see 3 and 4. And so because I had 1, 3, and 4, I wrote this in my Bible as I'm looking at it. Three of them are in blue. Because 3 just stood out as I'm looking at this verse. I said, oh look, He's going to hear me. There's a nice H right there. This one here is in black because I had to think about it a minute bit. But I really like it. He says, I will be with him in trouble. I wrote the word hold. I will hold him. The presence of God will be near. And it's interesting that the verse doesn't say God's just going to be near. Where do we feel like God is the furthest? When do we feel like God is the furthest from us? When is it in our lives that we sometimes feel like the heavens are brass and He's not listening and He's not hearing me? It is not when times are going good. It is when we face times of trouble. And God knew that. And God knew that there are times in our lives where we face trouble and we face difficulty. And so God adds that in. Isn't God good? I'll be with Him in trouble. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. But it doesn't stop there. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And as we look at our relationship with God, God says, hey, there are times in your life, if you'll call upon Me, If we're dwelling in the secret place, if we're abiding in Him, if we're walking with Him, we can be guaranteed that when I call upon Him, when I say, God, I need You, that He's going to hear and that He's going to draw nigh to us, even if we're in the midst of difficulty and hardship. What a tremendous promise. Why can we say this? I'll get ahead of myself. Because we're on God's team. We're doing what God wants us to do. Let me ask you this question. If I brought my family over to your house, of course you might be offended, but don't get offended, all right? If I brought, let me say it this way. Let me rephrase it because we've got to be politically correct, all right? Let me say it this way. Tomorrow morning, if my children all woke up and they said this to me, Dad, we want to clean the whole house. Dad, we want to clean all the windows. We want to dust everything. We want to clean the whole house. After I picked myself up off the floor, had smelling salts, pinched myself a little bit to make sure I was still alive, what would I do? I'd say, you know what? That's a great idea. Here, we're out of window cleaner. Hey, no problem. I'll be right back. Here, let me go get some. I can borrow from the neighbor. Here's a mop. Hey, you need a bucket? Here's a bucket. Here's some cleanser. Hey, here's some rags. Here's whatever you need to get the job done. When we're connected to Him, when we're about His business, when we're about what He wants, God, I'm having some trouble here. Hey, that's all right. I'm going to come right on down next to you there, and I'm going to help you. I'm going to be right here. That's the third H. He says, I will deliver him. Hey, I'm going to hear you. I'm going to draw nigh to you. Hey, I'm going to come alongside, and I'm going to help you. God delights in the prayer of His children. What parent wouldn't want to help their child through a difficulty? I remember a time as a young boy trying to change a bicycle tire that had gone flat on my bicycle, and I'm sitting in front of the garage trying to fix this thing, and it can be a bear if you've never done it before. I thought, oh, this won't be that big of a deal. And my dad was watching me from the kitchen window. And I'm there trying to get this thing fixed, and I sensed that he was watching me. And it wasn't until I said, hey, Dad, can you help me out here? That he came down and helped me fix the bike tire. You know, sometimes we go through life in need of help. We go through life in need of wisdom. We go through life in need of courage. We go through life and we need God. Call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. It is a tremendous privilege that we have to talk to the God of heaven. And in talking to the God of heaven, it moves God on our behalf. It's so hard to grasp our minds around this concept, but God tells us that. And as we go on, we see here the fourth H. I will deliver him and honor him. I honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? God wants to open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. Does he not say that in Malachi 3? Prove me now and see if I'll not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You've heard me say this numbers of times. What God is trying to do in our circumstances and in our lives is he's trying to kind of, you ever have someone want to surprise you? And they kind of bring you, hey, come on into this room here. Remember, it was a year or two ago, Brother Monty flew out here and surprised me, and I didn't know he was coming, and it was all, they were doing all the stuff behind the scenes, you know, and I'm at work, and stay there, and keep staying there, and don't you have more work to do? And I come home, you know, and I'm like, yeah, you know what's going on. And then what do? Say, come here. My wife brings me in, come in right here. And then, boom, here's my whole family, and here's my friend, and he hugs me from the back. I don't know who it is. Whoa, the whole world looks like, right? You know what God wants to do in your life? Get over here by the window. Come over here to the window so I can open it and dump the blessings upon you. We don't see God in that way. Satan doesn't picture God in that way, but that's how he's pictured in the Word of God. You see, what God wants to do is He wants to meet every need in our lives. He wants to open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. What a great God we serve. And the key is, hey, I'll call upon Him. He shall call upon me. And again, as we look at this psalm, there's so much that God says, hey, there's deliverance and there's power and protection. And it's almost like you got this big long list. And if you need anything else, just call on me and I'll be right there. Wow. We're moving into a new year. Oh, we've moved into a new year. Not we are moving, we are in a new year. Time goes quick, right? This year's going to have challenges like any other year. But you know what? As we begin a new year, we need to begin a new year connected to God. We need to begin a new year communicating with God, allowing God to show us His will, to do what He wants. I read this. This is from Morning and Evening, I believe, December 30th. Maybe you read the same thing. But I found this encouraging as we move in this year, as we move, we're here. As we move into this year, continue in this year with the challenges that we'll face. Peter was in prison awaiting his execution. The church had neither human power nor influence to save him. There was no earthly help, but there was help to be obtained by the way of heaven. They gave themselves to fervent, importunate prayer. God sent His angel, who aroused Peter from sleep and led him out through the first and second wards of the prison. And when they came to the iron gate, it opened to them of its own accord, and Peter was free. Now listen, there may be some iron gate in your life that has blocked your way. Like a caged bird, you have often beaten against the bars, but instead of helping, you have only had to fall back tired, exhausted, and sore at heart. There is a secret for you to learn, and that is believing prayer. And when you come to the iron gate, it will open of its own accord. How much wasted energy and sore disappointment will be saved if you will learn to pray, as did the church in the upper room. Insurmountable difficulties will disappear. Adverse circumstances will prove favorable if you learn to pray, not with your own faith, but with the faith of God. Souls in prison have been waiting for years for the gate to open. Loved ones out of Christ, bound by Satan, will be set for free when you pray till you definitely believe God. Emergencies call for intense prayer. When the man becomes the prayer, nothing can resist its touch. Elijah on Carmel bowed down to the ground with his face between his knees. That was prayer. The man himself. No words are mentioned. Prayer can be too tense for words. The man's whole being was in touch with God and was set with God against the powers of evil. They couldn't withstand such praying. There's more of this embodied praying needed. Spurgeon also said this, groanings which cannot be uttered are often prayers which cannot be refused. God wants to do a deeper work in all of our lives. There are challenges that we bring from 2015 into 2016. Some of them are personal challenges. Some of them are family challenges. Some of them are ministry challenges. Hey, some of them are challenges that nobody knows about but us and God. God wants to give deliverance this year. God wants to do a great work this year. If we'll connect, if we'll abide in Him, He'll answer our prayer. If we'll dwell in the secret place, we can call upon Him knowing that He will hear, that He will come close to us, that He will help us, and that He will deliver us. So I want to, this first Sunday of the new year, I want to spend a few minutes in prayer as a church, asking God to work in and through us. And I want to open it up for anybody, maybe if some may. I'll just say, hey, I'm burdened about this year in my life. I'm burdened about this. Hey, I'm burdened about this in my home. I'm burdened about this. And let's unite together and spend a few minutes in prayer tonight before we dismiss, asking God to do exceeding great and mighty things which we know not.